Now we emerge from a haze to find a darkened cityscape where searchlights beam down from airships hovering just below the clouds. Words appear, New York City. We pass through a gaping hole in the skyscraper, approaching a violet glowing grid in the distance.
The future. A dark, desolate world.
A sniper overlooks a violet barred walkway, guarding a group with yellow lights clamped to the backs of their necks.
A world of war, suffering, loss on both sides.
A boy's face bears an M-shaped scar.
Mutants and the humans who dared to help them.
A man with black markings around his right eye walks among the group.
Fighting an enemy we cannot defeat.
Outside, a truck's headlights illuminate a pile of bodies. The vehicle moves on as more bodies tumble from the open back of a dump truck. Several yards away from the dump truck, our view descends the remains of a demolished structure. Wielding a cylindrical lamp, a hooded figure steps over the rubble. The white-haired boy stops and picks up a wire. He holds it up for a closer look, then moves on.
Are we destined down this path? Destined to destroy ourselves like so many species before us?
Brushing away dirt, he uncovers a circular buckle with an X.
Or can we evolve fast enough to change ourselves? Change our fate?
The white-haired boy looks over his shoulder and a light shines across his face.
Is the future truly set?
The buckle's X glows and we plunge into it, finding a brilliant light now gleaming in the distance. The light blinks out, then numerous bubbles emerge and multiply. Our view draws back as the matter forms an elaborate DNA strand. As we follow the spiraling strand, scales across its surface break apart and reconstruct. Titles appear. 20th Century Fox presents. We soar over a network of oscillating scales, the panels flipping in a synchronized way. In association with Marvel Entertainment, we continue through a winding tube and TSG Entertainment. A title pieces together, X-Men, Days of Future Past. We shoot backwards through a tunnel, then a steel-plated circular door snaps shut. Within an X, a rotating dial locks into place. We move through a blue light at its center to find another bleak cityscape spanning the horizon, Moscow. Amid a gently falling snow, two airships hover over the city, shaped like inverted coffins, with gunners positioned at their sides. Inside one of the airships, bay doors open to reveal the passing ground below. One at a time, three triangular pods drop through the opening. As the pods fall from the ship, our view sinks to an underground warehouse. Carrying a barrel, a man looks up with a thick black streak across his eyes.
They're here!
A green-eyed woman throws a spark which creates a portal. They jump through, joining their comrades in another room.
Time's up!
Sentinels!
Two men rise from a table. Kitty hurries over to a caped man with dreadlocks.
Sunspot!
Sunspot passes fire to the caped man, who absorbs the energy, using it to charge his gun.
Let's go!
He and Kitty run off, leaving the others behind. Kitty grabs the caped man's arm and they pass through a metal rack obstructing their path. The remaining four notice a drill bit breaking through the ceiling. As another drill breaks through, Colossus grits his teeth and his skin turns to metal. Sunspot bursts into flames. An arm reaches through a hole in the ceiling and a dark-scaled humanoid emerges. It lands on the ground in front of Sunspot, who shoots it with a powerful flame. Another sentinel drops in front of Colossus and he attacks. Twice his height, the humanoid punches the mutant to the ground. The green-eyed woman creates a portal and the long-haired man jumps through, landing on the sentinel's back. Another sentinel lands in front of Kitty and the caped man. The caped man shoots its face, which breaks, then mechanically reconstructs. The long-haired man emerges from a portal and stabs it. The green-eyed woman makes another and Kitty and the caped man run through it. Then she escapes through the rift as well. Finding Bobby, she makes a portal for him to jump through. Bobby rides a frozen wave, sharing a gaze with Kitty as she and the caped man run away from their attacker. Freezing over, Iceman circles the humanoid and blasts it. Now Colossus gets thrown against a metal rack. He recovers and throws a punch, but his foe grabs his fist and twists his arm. Staring at the hand, the humanoid scales transform into the same metal as Colossus. Meanwhile, a sentinel withstands Sunspot's fiery blast. The giant turns to ice amid the fire. As Iceman circles his frozen foe, the sentinel begins to glow a fiery red. The icy sentinel grabs Sunspot's throat, and the mutant's flames die down. The fiery humanoid grabs Iceman by the neck. Now Kitty and the Caped Man pass through a round metal door into a safe room. The Caped Man lies down on a cot, and Kitty places her hands at his temples, emitting a probing light. The metal sentinel punches Colossus to the floor, then crushes his head with a final blow. The fiery sentinel strangles Iceman, who struggles at the giant's grip. It snaps Iceman's neck, then drops him and steps on his frozen, disembodied head. In the safe room, light flows between Kitty's hands and the Caped Man's temples. The long-haired man leaps from a portal. The giant throws him down. The green-eyed woman creates another rift, redirecting the creature. As she helps her friend up, the humanoid stabs her through the closing portal. She drops to her knees, then falls forward.
Blink! No!
As the one-armed sentinel stalks him, the long-haired man glares at it with his fists clenched. Kitty continues her work in the safe room. Joined by two others, the one-armed sentinel confronts the long-haired man. Guarding the round door, the long-haired man whips out his blade. Mechanical panels on a sentinel's face peel back. The mutant leaps, but a fiery beam bursts from the sentinel's face, slamming him into the door. Another giant goes aflame, then sinks his fists into the round door, melting a hole through its center. Kitty watches the flaming hands poke through. Light continues to pour from her palms into the Caped Man's temples. The molten giant pokes its head in, and its mechanical face opens. Kitty glares at it.
Too late, assholes.
In slow motion, another fiery beam shoots out, but Kitty and the Caped Man disappear, along with everything else in the room, leaving it empty. We draw back through the untouched round door and into the undisturbed warehouse. Light pierces the walls, and the area dissolves into a red abyss. Projected images depict separate scenes of armed men beating individuals. Our roving view drifts around the holograms.
So few of us left.
We draw back from an eye and through a holographic map.
Professor?
I found them.
The map disappears and he turns to a window. We jolt back through a hall and out the rear of a futuristic jet which speeds away into the distance. China. As two sentinels stand watch on the Great Wall, the jet zips across the sky. We move along the nose of the sleek aircraft and its sides pop out, slowing it down. The jet turns to a temple built into the side of a snowy mountain. A full moon gleams through the clouds as the aircraft sets down amid a fog. The Caped Man steps out from the temple carrying his glowing red gun. Emerging from an open hatch, Storm struts down a set of steps. She looks around, then her glazed eyes return to normal and she heads off. Behind her, Logan steps out. The mutant lights a cigar and heads off as well. A floating chair follows him, carrying Professor X. Following Professor X, Magneto exits the jet. The group crosses the terrace, passing gazebos with elaborate pillars and statues. Overlooking them, a shadowy figure creeps to the corner of a roof. The Caped Man watches them from the top of the temple steps. Sunspot emerges, and the long-haired man jumps down from the roof.
Professor!
Bobby approaches the new arrivals.
Bobby!
Hey, Storm.
They embrace.
Hey, kid.
He nods to Logan.
Professor, you made it.
Kitty and Colossus step out. Bobby leaves Storm and joins his comrades, taking Kitty's hand. Professor X grins and Kitty smiles back at him. Later, the X-Men sit inside the temple.
Whenever the Sentinels attack, Warpath spots them. And I send Bishop back to warn us of the attack before it happens. Blink scouts the next site and... well, then we leave before they ever know we were there.
Because... we never were.
But what do you mean you were never there?
She projects Bishop back in time a few days to warn the others of the coming attack.
So she sends Bishop back in time?
No, just his consciousness into his younger self, his younger body.
Well,
this might just work, Charles.
What might work?
The Sentinel program was originally conceived by Dr. Bolivar Trask. In the early 70s, he was one of the world's leading weapons designers. But covertly, he had begun experimenting on mutants, using their gifts to fuel his own research. There was one mutant who had discovered what he was doing.
A mutant with the ability to transform herself into anyone.
Mystique.
A flash shows Mystique.
I knew her as Raven. We met when we were children, grew up together. She was like a sister to me. I tried to help her, but only succeeded in driving her away. She hunted Trask across the world, and at the Paris Peace Accords in 1973, after the Vietnam War, she found Trask.
In a flashback, Mystique aims a gun at Trask.
And killed him.